The sculpture was commissioned in 2002 for the Olympics. It's currently located on public property in front of the former Maverick on Bonanza Drive. But on Monday, the Public Arts Advisory Board voted to move the piece to private property owned by Mark Fisher, the principal property owner in the Bonanza Park area. It would move to the corner of his property known as The Yard, site of Boneyard, Blind Dog, and Kimball Arts Center. Fisher said he would still offer public access to the sculpture. The sculpture has to move because the city has plans to redevelop the Arts and Culture District. Members of the board estimated that it would cost anywhere from $10,000 to $20,000 to move the sculpture. Fisher said he would cover those costs. But Jenny Dearson with Park City Municipal says even though Park City wouldn't have to pay to move the sculpture, the city would still have financial obligations.
There is some maintenance that is required on the piece. So the proposal stands that we would move the artwork to private property, but the city would continue to maintain the piece and accept liability on the piece.
And Dearson says Mark Fisher has a connection to the art.
It was placed on private property at the Kimball Arts Center. It came to a point where it was in need of repair, and at that time was placed on Mark Fisher's property, which is now the Arts and Culture District. When the city acquired the Arts and Culture District, it became part of our city property. And now that same property owner is offering to move it to his private property while the Arts and Culture District is being constructed.
Mike Sweeney, Fisher's business partner, spoke on his behalf at the meeting. And he says Fisher's property is close in proximity to the Arts District, making it a prime location for the sculpture.
So one of the reasons that we're interested in having that piece there is we think that it's important for the community to have the sculpture there in the sense that it is kind of like a beacon of what's going to come forward with respect to the district. So we're right there next to it. And this is the location is perfect so that you get a great line of sight.
Park City Council will make final decisions on the future location of the sculpture in October. Jessica Lowell, KPCW News.